Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, today we're starting packet 21, Afer Hapogem. Okay. We're going to figure out, you know, when we're going to be finished with the shiurim, and then I'll give you a little break, and then Bechina, and then we'll probably start Hilchos Nida, so Rez Hashem should all work out. Okay. Okay, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we ready to begin?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch, on Tzadi Hei Dalet, writes, Yeriah Lee. You know, Yeriah Lee usually is the Lashon of the Rambam when he's saying a Chiddush. Say Yeriah Lee. But it's interesting, Yeriah Lee, he wants to say a Chiddush, that what? Shim nosno efer b'mayim chamim shebiyore kodim shenichu hakderes b'socha afo pi shashumon dovuk mehem mutar da'al yidei ha'efer hu nosin tam lefkam. So, say you have hot, you know, those days, they had, you know, a basin of hot water. That's how they would clean the dishes. And they would have fleishik and milchik together. So, dishes. And there would be all kinds of lachluchas. You know, like from the milchik dishes, there would be pieces of cheese blintzes. From the feishik dishes, there would be pieces of, you know, meatballs. So say you had this this basin with hot water, and in the hot water you put ashes. You put ashes in the hot water. Efer Hapogim. So, so even though now you're going to put the dishes in, and theoretically there could be some piece of the cheese blintzer could get into the fleishik dishes, and a piece of the meatball could get into the milchik dishes, but it's all pogum because there's already ashes there already. So yearly shem nosno efer b'mayim chamim shebiyora kodem sheinicha der besocha avapi shashuman dovok behen mutter dal yidei ha'efer hu nosin tam levgam. Because of the efer, it's nosin tam levgam. So and anything that goes in, any milchik that goes into the fleishik pot is already pogum. And any fleishik that goes in the milchik pot is already pogum. So that's the way to do it. So let's look in the Shach. The Shach says an unbelievable thing. He said, Din ze lo nimtza b'shum posek. In other words, no posek ever said this before. V'lo shum echad me'achronim hiskiru. And none of the latter poskim. And then he says, "Gam beis Yosef lo hiskiro." Even the base. It's funny. How often do we have such a thing that the Shulchan Aruch says something that he didn't even discuss in the Beis Yosef? Usually, everything in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a paragraph, at least a paragraph or two, of all the different shitas in the Beis Yosef, and then in the Shulchan Aruch, it's summarized as one line of who he paskens like. Here, it's not even in the Beis Yosef. V'adrebo, mashma b'divrei poskim, de'en shum takono l'hagil kli ben yomo, in moshi eish b'mayim shishim b'neged ha'kli. And but also you see, not like that, because what if you have a Kli Ben Yomo, right? A Kli Ben Yomo. You have a fork that's not kosher, or milchik, or whatever, you want to kosher it. So how do we say you kosher it? Either you get a big pot that the shishim in the water connect the thing, or you wait till it's an Eina Ben Yomo, and then you kosher it. He says, but we never find in the poskim such an Eitzah. Those the poskim always say that you either need shishim in the pot, or you have to wait till it's Eina Ben Yomo. Why don't they say this could be a better Eitzah? You don't need shishim, you don't need Eina Ben Yomo, you just will put Eifer in the water. And therefore, if you put Eifer in the water, then the tam will come out, and then it'll be pogum in the water, even if it goes back in, because you don't have shishim, it's already pogum. So you're all great. He says, "Dinzel olim shem shem posuk lo v'shem echem echronim hizkiru gam beis Yosef lo hizkiru v'adra v'mashmi divrei poskim dein shem takon al hagil kli ben yoma im lo sheyesh b'mayim shishim keneged hakli." V'achim buchanam v'mashkosu v'toisus per giranosha. And that's the toisus in per giranosha. Right, in other words, what was the toisus in per giranosha? We discussed that if you have big pots, right? So how are you going to kasher it, right? Because in kashering in the chumash it was ben yomo. Because after ben yomo there was no issur in front of harm to the chumash. So it says how does it work according to Rabbeinu Tam? That was the katos kasher. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's ben yomo, then it's going to go out. It's not shishim, and all the water is going to be nasas nevela. Because Rabbeinu Tam says yesh. And it's going to go back in. So the Tosfos says, so if you hold like a Ben Ephraim, that it's not Ben, you know, that it's doesn't nasis the vela, so all you have to do is you have to kasher it a couple of times. So each time it'll be, you know, it'll dissipate a little bit, right? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, how does it work? That was the whole discussion. So the Shach asks, but if you hold like this mechaber that you can just do Eifer Apogim, so then it should work even according to Rabbeinu Tam, because it'll come out into the water. And it'll become pogum. It'll go back in, so what? But it'll go back in the pogum. So by the fact that Tosis didn't suggest that answer, you see over here that it's okay. That it doesn't work. He says, V'harosh, Lisham, the Lepesh Rabbein Ephraim, the Omra, the Lom Mina, Chatiha Nasas, the Veil Rach Babosar, Bechol of Nicha, Machetsifsa Torah, the Hagil Kli Midyan, Bene Yoman, Vechashir Yorg Dolo, Ema Maim Shishim Kenegdo, Vamaim Nasar, Vairush Nicha, Hilonoso Maim Kulum Nevelo, Mat Isu Niflum, Ayarachos of Nivlo Psocho, Magilu Shanis, also Mat Isu Bottle Bachishim Bemai Akalashona. Vimisa lo toro lo bolu mo lo hagel kol chad kedine vimishum shamayim yasru ha'ika takanta de'efer v'tzarchin. So what's the problem? Why is it, if you hold the takon of efer, then it should work according to everybody with the efer. So why is it only good according to Rabbeinu Ephraim? Should it be good according to Rabbeinu Tam also? So therefore, it must be that it doesn't work. Now, the big question that's asked, we'll have to see who asked this question. is what again, those that came late, what was the case? You had a basin of hot water, and you want to clean fleishik and milchik dishes together at the same time, even though they both have guk on it. The fleishik dishes have some meat particles. The milchik dishes also, they both have it. So, right. They both have this stuff. So what do you do? You put the afer in the hot water from before. And then you put the kalim in afterwards, right? And the shach makes a big deal. We don't find such in any posik, right? And but you know what the question is? We'll have to see who asked this question. There's no chiddush here. This is pashut. I don't say we no sin tam levgam is we know what the din of no sin tam levgam. There's no chiddush over here. There's no chiddush to say that it's a din of no sin tam levgam. I need the mechaber and tzadi hey dalid to tell me that. We know we learned the whole sugyas and packets and right. So what's the chiddush bechlal? And the shach, and the shach is bringing rayas against it. But how can you bring rayas against it? Isn't it pasha that it's right? It's not even a chiddush. What he's saying is there's a din of no sin tam levgam. So let's see. So let's see who asks on the shach. So who should we go to? We should go to the placey, right? On page 13, correct? That's what I would do if I was you. I would just go to the placey. Or should we go to the pre-chadash first? Yeah, well, we should go to the pre-chadash first. On page 12. Yearly, so you see the pre-chadash and sifkat new tests. Page 12. Kase b'shach din zel lo nimtza b'shem poisek v'adra b'mash mi divi prosim li shum takon al hagil. Kli ben yomem. Lo she yesh b'mayim shishim kine gara kli. V'achi buchach nami b'ach kase v'atoises v'arash, etc. The tzorchi. V'eidzu kusha. It says the pre-chadash, eidzu kusha, the belot haruv is dover achay mayri ha-poskim in its karm. He says, no, it's not a kasha. The shach's kasha is not a kasha because the poskim are talking about how could you do machshirit without having to add anything else in. I tell you that I feel the tema she'efer enu pogim because what could be the problem halachically with the mechaber? You want to say maybe efer is not pogim, right? Maybe efer is not strong enough to say that it's pogam. Even if you want to say that, but there are definitely things in the world that are pogim. So if you want to say, okay, he chose Afer, maybe that's too conservative of a choice, Afer. Okay, so put something stronger in. But everyone agrees that there are things in the world that are stronger, and so that should work. So why, and that would be the same kasha on the Tosis. Well, why do you have to say that you can't kasha kalim according to Rabbeinu Tam? So what's the kasha? Basically, that's what the pre-chadash is answering. He's asking, what can you say? That maybe the mitzvah is that the Eifrin's not poking. So use something else. You know, like, what's... He's not saying a chiddush here. So look now in the place. On page 13. Yearly Ayin Shach Shetama Lamchaber Match a Kosov a Prichadosh Lahashiv Al Tmiyoso Venochon Uguv Tmiyos Shach Vemes. Vemes Lonemel Divya Shach Dasa Orchas Chaim Tmiyog Shahu Mai. You see, the Pre-Chadosh then said another idea. That maybe there's another point over here. In other words, this is the pshat. You see, there is a big machlokus in the Rishonim. When you do Hagala, does it have to be dafka water? Right? In other words, say I want to do Hagala with orange juice, or apple juice, something without water. So some Rishonim hold it doesn't work. You dafka need water. So maybe you could say very well what the Pre-Chadosh is saying, that in a chanami, Eifer is pogim. If it's not Eifer, it's something else. So why did the poskim say that? How could you kasha kelim according to big kelim according to Rabbeinu Tam, and they give this whole thing right? So it must be that it's not true, that it's not pogim. No, it is pogim. Of course, it's pogim, but the machsha kelim. You need to be maflit the tam. You see, when you're cleaning dishes, you don't have to maflit any tam. You're not kashering anything. You just want to make sure that no iser tam comes in. But when you're kashering kalim, and you want to know how to kasher kalim, so then maybe you can't kasher kalim unless what? Unless you have pure water. And if it's water that has Afer in it, that's like Sharmashkin. So therefore, that's not why it's not going to work. So the Pre-Chadosh says very well that the Pshat is that in a Chanami, the Mechaber's din is very good. In other words, the Pre-Chadosh argues with the Shach. And he says, the Mechaber's din is very good. Afer, you put it, you want to clean, and you want to make sure that you can clean Milchak and Fleishik together. Just put the Dovra Pogim in first. You want to say maybe Afer's not Pogim? Okay, I'll grant you, maybe if not, but put something else in. You'll ask me a question, so why the Toysis and Daf Kuf say that you... That how could you kasher kelim according to Rabbeinu Tam in a big pot, if it's ben yomo, it's going to become an aser. So put in dover hapogim. The answer is, but if you put in dover hapogim according to Orchas Chaim, that's considered like shar mashkin, and if it's shar mashkin, then what? If it's shar mashkin, then it might not be maflit. Right, and therefore you can't kasher with shar mashkin. So therefore, the only way you could see by the case of the Mechaber, we're not trying to kasher anything; we're just trying to clean dishes. But he tried to kasha, so the Mela, that's why you, the poskim didn't mention it when they're talking about Machshe Kelim of Ben Yomo, without Shishim, just have Pogame. The answer is, but if you have water that's Pogame, then it might not be Maflet. And that's the, so that, so the, basically the Pri Chodesh takes care of the whole thing now. He says, it's, Tavogav Shekosav Beis Yosef Shemroch Haskayim D'mayim Amorov Meivir Shanir Shadidam Kishab Mashkin Shein Lismach Olav Shem Ein Koch HaMayim Mekom Lahafle Dumi Mashekosav Aran Shein Siv Rotev Ein Koch HaMayim Mekom Lahafle Mishim Hochi Lo Yovro Poskim and his current Takanta De Efer. That's why they didn't mention Efer. But in Echonami, the Mechaber's did is very good. The only question you can have is maybe Efer's not Pogim. Now, so the Pri Chodesh says very well. And he says too well. It makes the Shach look like strange. Like what's shot in the Shach? The Shach didn't realize this. Pri Chodesh makes it very well. Why did the Poskim, the Shach's Kashas, why did the Poskim mention it? The Kasha Kalim that way? The answer is, that they're talking about Hechsher Kalim. And Hechsher Kalim, maybe you need Dafku Mayim. It's a machlokus. And the Orchas Chaim says even water that has Afer in it is considered like Shar Mashkin. So now comes the Plesi. Comes the Halakha Plesi. He says, Ayin Shach, page 13. Shatom al Machaber, Machakos of Brichoda, Shlahashim al Tamios, of Nahon Uguf to me as a Shach. Vemes Lolan Mindire Hashach Dasar Chaskaim. The Shach didn't realize this Teretz. Ever become Mokum Hikshik Shakir. But he says no, because the Shach's Kasha is still a good Kasha. Why? The Kemol Rabbein Ephraim Zal the Gilu Shnei Pomim Avgam Rabbein Tami Shlom Tchili Gilu Bevei Efer Lifkon Habalua Tachak Gilu Bevei Chamim Dabulok Var Nasa Pogum Lo Yesar Mayim Lios Nasa Nevela. He says no, because he says very well. See, according to Rabbein Tami Ephraim, how do you machshir kelim? You have to do Hagola twice. Right, and this each time will dissipate. So he says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he could do the Hagolah twice also. You know why? The first time you should, in other words, how you get a kasher, big kalim according to Rabbeinu Tam. So says the Plesi. Says the Plesi the following. Says the Plesi, this is what you do. First, you do it twice. First, you boil water with Afer. Okay? Again, this is talking about in the Zman HaTorah when they had a kasher to clay Midian. So what do? You first take water and Afer, and you boil it in. So what is that going to... So maybe it's not poilate. But what is it going to cause? It's going to cause that the tam pogum of the water is going to go into the kli, and it's going to what? And it makes the tam pogum in the kli. Okay? And then, you know what you do after that? You could then do a second hagala only with water. And that'll be poilated, because it's water. But when it comes out, it's already... It's pogum from before. In other words, basically what we did was we created an Eina Ben Yomo within 24 hours. How do you create an Eina Ben Yomo within 24 hours? What you do is you boil pogum dika water. You boil pogum dika water, you pogum the stuff inside, right? That's not may not work for Hagola because it's not going to be poilet, and the stuff inside is pogum, still also midir rabbanon. You're going to pogum it, and then you'll do a second Hagola. You'll do a second Hagola without Afer, and it'll come out and go back in lufgam. Let's see what he says. So that's what the Shach is asking. That should work according to Rabbeinu. If the Mechab is right, that should work according to Rabbeinu Tam. He says like this. He says the Kamod of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Sarach Lomad Yigilu Shnei Pa'amim, Avgam Rabbeinu Tam Yishlomad Dechila Yigilu B'mei Efer Livgom Habalua. Achachach Yigilu B'mayim Chayim Chamin. And therefore, it's not going to be Nasas Nevela. And Mimela, then you'll do a Heksher. Even if it's. And it'll go. It'll come out. Tchila Higil Vivei Offer Lufgom Chabalua. Vechakach Higil Vivayim Chaim. Then it'll come out, and then it won't be Nas in the Vela.
Rebbe, why do you need a second Hagala in the Raisa?
Why do you need a second Hagala? You're saying the first one should be good enough.
I mean, the Raisa, you're playing him already.
Right.
It's Sharmash, isn't it? Isn't that...
No, but he's saying, but Shar Mashkim is not poilet. But here we're not doing it through being poilet. Here we're doing, Shar Mashkim is going to go into the Kli and make it Pogum. Right? It's going to go into the Kli and make it Pogum. So Sani's asking, so that should be enough. Because once it's Pogum, Midoraisa, it's Mutter now. So what do you even need? What do you need a second thing? Yeah, that's a good question. One second. Let's see again. Yeah, that's a good question. Come on, Rabbi Ephraim. So what do you need that for? Avada imamina mashakosva taisas vikusha imamina loa zotara elkadeh masyohu. I don't know. It's a good question. But if you're speaking about that Tysus, then it should be. If that works. If you're saying it works, so that should be good enough. So what do you need a second Haggalah for? The first one is to be Poygen. And the second one? The second one what? So 1 second. Yeah, it's a good question. Because if you're talking about just Tom, how are you going to do? Why didn't the poskim talk about being machsher kelim that are ben yomo? They say the only way you can do it is if you have shishim. So this would be another etza. Maybe he's just speaking on that thing. But in Hanami, on the kash of Tosis, you wouldn't need to do it. It could be he's just speaking about the Nakuda that we only find in the Poiskim that you could machsher kelim that are ben yomo if the shishim kinegdo. So he says, no, chora, there should be another way to do it. Be poigimit. And then do it without water. And then this way it'll come out and it'll go back in Lefgam. But that's halacha lemaisa where we have a din of tilos upulos lefgam. But in a chanami, the gabi the din daraisa of hechsher kelim should be good enough just to be pogimit, and that should be sufficient. And therefore that would be the simple answer. Rabbi Nachum says according to Rabbi Nachum we know how to be machsher kelim in the time of the Torah, but not according to Rabbi Nachum. Right. But according to this, you have an answer just to be pogim at once. But lemaisa, if you want to be pogim kalim and use them bezmanazeh, when bezmanazeh, you have to that something's pogim is not good enough because even if it's ein ben yomo, it's you still have an iser atu ben yomo. So the only thing is going to be is if tchiloso belosol of gam. So then you can have the kasher a second time and what? And what will you do? You'll boil the afer in the first time, and then it'll poke him inside. And then the second time you'll just do it with water. It'll come out and go back in, and then it'll go back in lefgam. But anything that's chilos ubleos lefgam, we've explained many times, is mutter. You should know this is very much halacha lemaisa. I think my friend Rabbi Yossi Jacobs pointed out to me in certain kashrut. You know when you have a dinner, a fancy yeshiva dinner in these fancy hotels, right? So I have to kasher the kelim. So it was when you're kashering kelim in your own house, something went wrong, so you wait 24 hours. But in a fancy schmancy hotel that they're having a yeshiva dinner, they can't wait 24 hours. The night before, someone else was using. So one possibility that I think I quoted in the notes from the OU does, or maybe, is to do the following, that some kashrus organizations might rely on this, is to do, let's say you're rushed now. You're having yeshiva dinner. You're coming in 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeshiva dinner is at 8 o'clock at night. You don't have the luxury of waiting 24 hours. So what's I think that maybe the OU does this. So some kashrus organizations, what they do is, they'll take ammonia, they'll boil ammonia in the pot, right, and they'll pogim all the pot. So it's as if you made a 24-hour happen over in 2 hours. You made a 24-hour thing happen, and then you'll do a second hagola. You'll do a second Haggalah, and what? And and then it'll be Tchiloso Belos Lofgam. Because the first Haggalah will be Pogimit, because it's with ammonia. The second Haggalah will what? will be maflid because it's water. It'll come out and go back in. And you successfully were able to kasher all the kalim within a couple hours without even having to wait in 24 hours. Because in a hotel, you don't have the luxury necessarily. If you don't have your own kalim and you want to kasher the kalim that are there, you don't have your own luxury to wait the 24. You don't have the luxury. So do a double hagalah. Do the first hagalah with ammonia, be pogimit, and the second hagalah you'll do with plain water. Now, so that's what he says. But now take a look in the Chavos Das. So the Chavos Das quotes the Pri Chodesh. Right, again, the Pri Chodesh says, what's the problem? So this is the problem. That who says you could be pogim something, a tam inside the kli? Maybe you could only pogim something that's not in the kli. But if it's in the kli, maybe the ammonia or the may efer doesn't. There was the kasha that the shach had. Is if it's poi game, so then what do you? So then you can kasher everything within 24 hours. But the question is, maybe you can't, because maybe you can't be poi game something in the dofner kli. So it's not so pashut that works. Right, and another point, you know, somebody recently asked me, you know, kashering dishwashers. So kashering dishwashers, so you can just run the cycle. But if it's the shail of cheres, then you can do kagol on cheres, doing three times kagol on cheres. But if you but recently I told somebody, first do it one time without the soap. And then three cycles with the soap, because the first time with the soap rather than three times without the soap. Because if you're going to just do kasher with the soap in the cycle, if you hold that's considered shar mashkim, then it might not work. So you want to use soap just to be pogim, like, so do it one time with soap and then three times without soap. Because there is a shita, we'll see in Yerushalmi, that even though kli cheres you can't kasher with hagala, only with libun, but you could do a heksher three times. That's the. But lechora, the etzem din of the mechaber is pashut that it's true. It's not a chiddush, because even if you want to say, and the only question is making something pogum, is that considered like mevatlenis in lechatchila? other words, maybe that's considering mevatel nisul lachatchila. To make just like you can't mevatel, maybe you can't be pogam or something. So that's the discussion in the poskim on page 16 in the Yalkut Meforshim. Haimber Hetev, Kasa B'Sheil is Yavitz, she wrote to Lassus Isun Mushbach Pogum de Juchel Arvo Beheter, Kenim Buchal de Mavatlinus in Chatrila. So the Rav Yaakov Emden says in the Sheilus Yavitz, if you want to make something Pogum, that's also a Mavatlinus in Chatrila. And based on that, he answers the Shach's Kasha. How come they didn't Magil Clay Midyon with Afer? Maybe you can't do that. Maybe Vadle Nesel Chatchila. Oh, but that's only. But it could be the Din Avin Madle Nesel Chatchila is only a Din Rabban. So then he says, the Chacham Tzvi says, that you can. The Vashal Dov HaPogam Lomikin Vadle Nesel Chatchila. In suffix be the Reis Shai the Pogam. Okay, so there's still a little bit more to do here, but we're almost finished with this packet. But that's a big yisrael that we saw today in the what we saw in the Mechaber. And the Shach's Kasha on the Mechaber, why didn't they Kasha Kalim like that? And the Pri Chadosh's Teretz. And then we'll see that tomorrow we'll see the other Rishonim that have the discussion about the Machsha Kalim with Shar Mashkim, whether that works or not. Okay, we were discussing, you know, that even Mayim that has Afer in it is considered like Shar Mashkim. So we'll see from the other Shitas. But this could be... But some Kashrus organizations use that because they don't have the luxury of waiting 24 hours. So they could do it with ammonia, etc. Okay, Rabosei. Ben Katz, how are you? Shalom. And Michael K.,
how are you? Rabbi.
Good morning. Bar-shaw. And Avi Lichtshein. And Rabbi Hess. Okay, and Josh Blau.
Morning, Rabbi.
And Sani Spitzer. And of Eli Deutsch. And of Yosef Katan. And of Yossi Wagschel. Okay, so Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow. B'siyat Tadishmaya.
Thank you.
Thank you.